I think every year is different. You know, every team's different. You got a different group of guys. For me, this off season is different because, you know, probably really from the last three or four teams that I've been on, we're a lot younger than we've been. And so I think the intensity is really good. The effort's really good. The attention to detail is where we need to be at our best. And that's the area where I think our leaders have to step up and really get guys on board and really dialed in so that we're a much more detailed football team next year. And we're a team that goes out there and executes in the situations that you and I talked about earlier, in the red zone or in third downs, whatever it may be. Those details come into play during those situations, and that's where we've got to be better.
The other side of the locker room getting younger, some familiar faces are gone, and every year that's more and more of fewer people that have been around for a long time with you. Is that a different feel for you to kind of be in that mode?
Yeah, I mean, it's different, but that's the one consistent thing in the NFL, is that year to year there's going to be change. And so I think that's what makes it so exciting this time of the year, because each team that I've played on is very unique, is very different. And we've got a different group this year. And there are a lot of new faces, a lot of fresh faces, a lot of young faces. But I think there's, you know, a lot of talent in that locker room. And I think guys really are in a good mindset. You know, I felt that way when we were down in Miami, having guys on both sides of the ball down there. And just seeing the way that guys worked on the field, the kind of condition, the kind of shape guys were in that time of the year, to me that said a lot. And so I'm fired up about it. I'm excited.
Matt, I'm curious for your opinion on the league white subject. A lot of early retirements going on and stuff like that, Calvin Johnson and everything. What is your take on what's going on right now? And do you see maybe a trend kind of building here?
Well, I can't really speak for anybody else because, you know, I think it's everybody's deal is very unique to themselves. And everybody has a lot of different reasons for why they want to do things. I know that for me, you know, I'm at 30 years old in my career going into year 9, and I feel great. My body feels great, and I want to keep playing as long as I can. And that's kind of where I'm at. But for other guys, you know, everybody has their own reasons to do things, and it's certainly become, you know, a topic of conversation now, but can't speak for other guys. Absolutely. You know, obviously, I think everybody understands, you know, the issues that kind of come with head trauma. That's certainly been well publicized and you know, well researched. But, you know, I also think there's a lot of positives that come with playing this game. And, you know, I'm very grateful that I started playing when I was young and have been healthy throughout my entire life. But I've learned a lot and have become the person that I am because of it. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of value to playing.
One last thing. A couple of your guys did step away. I think Jason Snelling and Pierre Jett. Were you surprised when those happened?
I don't think you're ever surprised because, again, you know, it's a grind and difficult. And like I said, people have a lot of different things going on in their lives, you know, that, you know, might make them want to step away from playing. And, you know, I'm not one to kind of judge or, you know, pass opinion on what they're going to do with their life. But, you know, it's certainly something that's prevalent.
Mostly obviously you took a lot of heat from fans and media. Again, what sort of time looking back, what's sort of your view of that? How much heat you took and the decision to keep him and the situation moving forward with him?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you're not winning games, you know, there's criticism that goes in a lot of different directions. And you know, that's part of playing in this league. That's part of playing quarterback in this league. That's part of being a head coach. That's part of being an offensive coordinator. There's certainly a lot of criticism that's passed around. I'm excited that he's back. You know, I'm glad to be in year two in this system. I think we've learned a lot in year one, a lot about each other, a lot about the guys that we have in our locker room, a lot about what we can be, and a lot about what we don't need to be. And I think all those things are going to serve us really well. And I'm looking forward to winning a lot of games with Kyle here as our offensive coordinator. And, you know, I think a lot of guys in our locker room feel that way.
What did you learn to follow up on that? What you don't want to be?
Well, we don't want to turn the ball over in the red zone. I know that much. That's one thing we do not want to be. I think last year we led the league in red zone turnovers. You know, so that's one of the things that I know we do not want to be moving forward. And I think we've got the right guys in place to be a really efficient, really good red zone team. And I think that's something that we're going to work very hard on this offseason.